Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to talk Frisbee. I welcome into the studio Jeff Foss and Dennis Wallikainen from the 58th Annual International Frisbee Tournament. I do have that number right, don't
that
I,
That is Wally? Correct, yep.
Yep, because last year I had it wrong at one point. I lost track.
When they
get that high up, well, you know, I just start to sort of lose track.
It's as old as me. That's how I remember.
I don't count terribly well. So plans are coming together.
Yeah, definitely. We've been working on it. Actually, since we started meeting early this year, I think January, February, we said we got to start getting going. And
wow.
Yeah.
I'm just stunned by your organizational skills here.
I thought they had a schedule or anything.
We're still panicking. Don't worry.
So this is the 58th. For those who are not familiar, Wally, just a little bit of history here.
Sure. It all started with the Healy family and a Pluto platter. And they started tossing it back and forth, actually in Escanaba, and they came up for a 4th of July picnic. And we believe they got the actual the first word about what would become Guts Frisbee from Dick Warden, who discovered people playing it on the Dartmouth College campus. It's kind of a new history that we have in the Hall of Fame. We actually begin with that. The Healys took what Dick Warden had given them, and they adapted the rules basically to about where we are today. The field was slightly shorter. You had to catch it one hand because you had a beverage in the other. That's still, you have to catch it one hand. You don't have to have a beverage.
Yeah, you don't have to have the beverage, although it's not unheard of.
It's 88 miles an hour, so you better really know what you're doing if you're going to have the one hand going. But, so it grew as a family picnic in Eagle Harbor and grew and grew and grew. And through some public relations genius by Jim Boggio Sr. and Goldie Norton and John Davis taken over in 1970, actually when it moved to Agassiz Field and where we are now, it just really grew and grew, and we had as many as 65 five-man teams and 12 women's teams back in the late 70s and early 80s. And then it kind of died down a little bit, but we're building it back up. We expect probably close to 16 teams again this year up in Calumet. And it is actually, I was talking to Sky King, Hall of Fame member, Sky King Richardson in Wisconsin about 3 weeks ago at the Wisconsin State Championships, and he said, the quality of play has never been better, and that's true. It's top to bottom. There's just a lot of really good Guts players that come to tournaments now.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. That first of all, a lot more teams now are organized and actually practice.
Yeah, that started. Yeah, that actually started with the Highland Avenue Aces in 1971. They won their first of three in a row IFTs, and they were the first ones to practice, which in the early days was considered cheating, but they all do it now.
Well, and now you have teams like the Appleton Assassins, who will be in town tonight.
Yeah, they're coming to practice tonight. We're really excited. It's a great chance. I've been putting the word out to all the young players and on Facebook saying, you got to show up and see these guys because they feature Alex Tews, who we clocked just shy of 88 miles an hour about 3 years ago. And he's got a younger brother, Josh, who we think is every bit as fast. So they're going to see some really good offensive throws. And then, of course, they're great defensive players, too. The Assassins won the IFT in 2012, actually annihilating the Cupola Bandits. It was a completely lopsided final. That's the quality of play from Appleton. And then Boomtown Saints will be here too, and it's been those two in the finals like four out of the last 5 years.
What's the chances for Appleton this year to turn around and knock those guys off?
Oh, it's even. I wouldn't bet on either one of them for the finals. No, Appleton won in Wisconsin. They look really sharp.
Jeff, for those who are not familiar with the game, mm-hmm. how does it work?
Well, you got five men on a team or women, and they stand 14 meters apart. One person throws the frisbee as hard as they can, and the idea is not to catch it. And so you want them not to catch it, and you get a point if they don't catch it. And then whoever touches it last or whoever happens to catch it last then turns around and throws it back at the other team. It's just back and forth, and it's pretty outstanding watching people run and catch the frisbee.
Yeah, scoring is rather like a volleyball match.
Correct.
Yep. You play to 21, you have to win by two.
Yep.
And there are some other subtleties that you can get familiar with very easily
because we want
people to come out and see what's going on at Agassiz Field this weekend.
It's a great spectator sport. It's so exciting. It's intense. There'll be a lot of hollering, jawing back and forth. There's some good-natured trash talk between teams. They all know each other. We have, imagine, 16 teams that kind of rotate around the Midwest and actually Albuquerque, New Mexico, too. But so they all know each other, and there's no secrets. They know who to throw at. They know – who not to throw at. And it's just a lot of fun. And there's no point for a catch, because catching is the whole idea. That's actually kind of a neat little nuance.
Yeah. If you're the receiving team and you catch it, you don't get anything.
Right.
You just don't not get. Right. Well, it's a double negative.
isn't
it there? I'm an English, an expert in the English language, you know. Can you tell? Local teams that are taking part this year, Wally.
Yeah, we just discovered that Luigi's is going to again sponsor the local team with the best chance of winning. They'll be the core of the Blame the Dog team that actually won the IFT back in 2009. And they will include local players Rudy Tickinen, Tony Hella, Vito Capello. Am I saying his last name right? And I'm forgetting a name or two. And then Dave Brown from Chicago, Marquette originally.
They placed third last year.
Yeah, they placed third last year and I believe fourth the year before. So they've been very close the last couple of years. And I would say, honestly, there's about five teams that could win this thing. Besides Boomtown Appleton and Luigi's, there's a mixed
O'Malley's.
O'Malley's from Marquette's an excellent team. There's a mixed team from Wisconsin and Marquette called the Halfbreeds. They're based on the Beckman family in Appleton and Marquette. And they played really well in Wisconsin again, so they've got an outside chance to win it too. So there's more than just the two teams that have a legitimate chance of winning this thing.
Local players, I know you and some others have made a real effort to try to reach out and introduce this sport to high school kids.
Yeah, we do a demo with the local high schools every spring, and that's gone over really well. And from that, our big success story was last year we had two local teams for the first time in probably 30 years, almost exclusively rookies. And the best part of that news is one was based in Calumet, one was based in Hancock. They each won a game on Sunday morning, which is unheard of. Appleton Assassins, arguably the best team in the world, them or Boomtown, went 2 years without winning a game. So the quality is that good, you know, with our local young players too. We're really pumped to see who we get from our youth movement this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do we have some of those kids involved?
Yeah, we have at least one local team here. It might be a combo Hancock-Calumet team, and then I'm just hearing the more kids are looking for players to join up and maybe get another team. So we hope to have at least three. We'd love to have four or five local teams.
What is the schedule then for this weekend, Jeff?
For this weekend, Friday we have registration from 6 to 8. We're doing it at the field this year. And we'll have barbecue going, or grill, I should say. It's not officially barbecue. Brats and hot dogs and soda, and there'll be pickup games. We'll have a speed gun there and see if we can't get one of those guys to set a new record. And then we'll start to play at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and then continue till we're happy with where we're at and with where we're done, and hopefully get people to move along and help us out there. And then on Sunday, we'll...
Good luck with that.
Thank you. And on Sunday, we'll be back at starting at 10, and then shooting for our finals at 4.
And good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. But
and the final schedule is a little bit has to be flexible because it's a double elimination tournament. So you may have one semifinal. You may have two semifinals if the wrong team or the right team, depending on your perspective, wins the first semifinal. So there is a little bit of flexibility in that Sunday schedule.
Yep.
If you want to see a lot of the local players perform, best to come out on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we do a round robin Saturday, three games to kind of reseed the teams. Boomtown and Appleton will be seeded 1 and 2, but after that, we do a round robin to see who can shake out after the top two, and that's a really good time. You'll see everybody playing, and we try to split that up so we don't have local teams playing local teams and great teams playing, not, you know, newbie teams. So we do try to even that out, and that's a great time to see a little bit of everything.
And then if you're interested in some of the really more competitive matches, the semifinals, the finals, you want to come out after church on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon is a great time to come, and the weather looks like it's going to be great. Knock on wood, wherever your wood is here. Yeah.
Oh, we got lots of wood here. We got lots. We just put some new wood in. The events on Saturday night. Talk to me about the new Hall of Fame inductees.
Yeah, we're really excited. Every other year we do a Hall of Fame induction. It's the International Frisbee and USA Guts Hall of Fame. It's in the Coliseum. It's been there for 5 years now, and we're really pumped. We have Steve Trauger of Beer City, Mill City, and he played with Kupla also. Great defensive strategist. great sidearm throw, very accurate. And his other claim to fame is Steve took it upon himself to document the history of this game, which means getting scores and names and teams from people who forgot, you know, who played whom back in 1977 finals, the library versus, nobody knew that. We had we had to dig and dig and dig, and finally between me and Bobby Hanson from up on the hill, and we remembered that it was, I'm going to forget who it was now. I think it was the Humbleys. But anyway, so Steve has documented all this stuff. He's got all the team names documented. If you go to gutsfrisbee.com, go to history, plug in a name, and you can see that Victor Malafrani played with Frank Herviat in Toronto in 1973, and they won it. And that sort of database is just invaluable to everybody who's interested in Guts Frisbee.
He's a big proponent of disc golf as well.
Steve Trauger has played some disc golf too, sure. He's just a great guy. He lives in Kentucky now, and we can't wait to get him in. His brothers are going to induct him, so this could be a roast at the same time. They just called me on the phone. They said, how long can we talk? And so I'm trying to reel them all in, but it's going to be crazy. They're just, you know, of course, they're so happy for their brother, and he's so worthy, and he's just a really, really good guy. And then our other inductees, Kristen Hamill, who played on the Detroit Dolls, sort of the Cupola Bandits of women's guts. They won everything for quite a few years, and she has two teammates, Mary Callahan Hartz, and Nancy B was her nickname. Demers George is also a Hall of Famer, and Mary Callahan Hartz is going to induct Kristen. She's certainly worthy. Great defensive player, again, sidearm thrower. They were really dominant in women's guts, which had a really good run of about from 1972 to about 1984. There was as many as 12 women's teams, so it was pretty big at one time.
There was some hope we might have a couple of women's teams this year.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. We are going to do some way or another. We're going to do a women's demo probably around noon Sunday. We have two local girls that want to play, and we have Kristen Hamill, the Hall of Famer, has pledged to play, and then we have a couple.
I'll play with them because I throw like a girl.
There you go. That's it. We actually have another woman who has never played before. She's going to step up and play, and she's got a couple of friends. So it should be a really cool thing to see women playing again.
Possibly maybe eight.
Yeah, this will be the first time since, well, I can tell you, the first time since 1984 the IFT has had women's guts.
Yeah, it is fun to play. If you've never played Guts Frisbee, it is fun to play.
It's a great sport.
I've only gotten to do it a couple times because I tend to spend, whenever Frisbees are being thrown around, I'm up in the press box playing music, but which I'll be doing all weekend.
You're doing a great job for us, by the way. Kudos to you.
But it's really an enjoyable game to play. Is there opportunity for local adults to get involved in this? We talked about the kids in the high schools that are... Well,
for instance,
okay.
Wednesday is from 6 to about 9 up in Calumet. There's always pickup games going on there at Harrison Field. And they have been doing a little bit down in Hancock, too, on Saturdays, about noon, I believe.
Yeah, right behind the Finlandia football field.
So there are some ways you can follow this online. There are a couple of Facebook pages, one for the Hall of Fame. And, Jeff, I know you put together an event page.
Correct.
For this year. So if you're interested in kind of finding out what's going on with the big Frisbee tournament coming up this weekend, you can follow things on Facebook. And through the weekend, we'll be posting some social media updates to let you know how things are going. And certainly invite everybody to come out to Agassiz Field. It's a great location for this tournament.
The players love it. It's such a great field. It's the best on the circuit. It's just the grass is like, it's like playing on a pillow.
Well, and Mike does such a great job with all of the facilities in Calumet.
Yeah,
it's just, and you think back to where this tournament was played at some times in previous years, where there was a lot more gravel than there was grass.
Yeah. We won't name names, but yes.
So it's a great location. There will be refreshments available. There will be opportunities perhaps to win a prize or two. And you can see
lots of raffle prizes. Lots. Yep, it's huge.
Be some great Guts Frisbee action this Saturday and Sunday at Agassiz Field. So, Jeff, Wally, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Todd.
Thanks
looking
for having
me. Hanging out with you this weekend.
Looking forward to working with you guys again this weekend. Let's play a Guts song. This will work.